Hello and welcome. You are listening to Not Crazy But Far From Sane. I'm your host, Megan Bell. Hi, thank you. I'm going to try something different this week and see how it goes because I take notes throughout the weeks, however long it is before I'm recording a new episode, and I just jot down whatever, something that I think might be worthwhile talking about. And half the time when I go back and I look at these, I'm like, what the fuck? But maybe that's the point, because my mind is obviously going to go one way one day, one minute, and then the next week it's going to have a whole different thought. And I'm not talking about relating anything relative to each other. I'm just talking about in general, and you'll know what I mean after I read this to you. But I was thinking, why don't I just start off my episodes like this? Because I'm basically pulling from this anyway. And I get too in my head and I feel insecure sometimes about like some of the things I'm going to talk about. Because I'm like, does that really matter? Does it, like, who cares? But that's not the point of this. The point is to just talk and not really give a shit what anybody thinks or whatever. Because ultimately this is for myself, and I'm then only judging me, and that's silly. We're not going to do that. So with that being said, episode 16, Sweet 16, that's what we're on. And this is what it says. Meeting Keeks and becoming soul sisters. Keeks is somebody I met, and we're going to go through all of that. Okay, we're just going to read through this. Meeting her, Frenchie, and becoming soul sisters. Driving so much better. One day feeling so down, and the next, better, way better. Don't get me started on Pluto, said my friend Tabitha. Have you ever converted an Android user to become an Apple user? Vice versa, from iPhone to Android? You invent a scavenger hunt of social activities, and that gets people talking to other people. Teacher used my fake scenario as an example in class. What do you do when something is annoying and frustrating? Honey, the movie. I freaking love Missy Elliott. Sweet 16th birthday. Nothing knocks me on my ass like a migraine. What happens? For how long? And since what age? Afraid of it coming back the next day like a migraine hangover. Anyway, that's all I got in my notes for this episode. So I'm going to try and tackle all of that. Some of it, I have no idea even what the fuck it means. Some of it, one of it's a quote from a friend when we were out, because I thought it was fucking hilarious. This person tutors me. She's also a great friend of mine, and somebody I look up to in the field that I'm studying, and as well as just like a person in life. She's fucking badass. Her name's Tabitha. And I don't even know what the fuck we were talking about before for her to say, don't get me started on Pluto. But apparently I thought it was hilarious, so I wrote it down. And I guess, you know, I'm just going to do that from now on, because, and then maybe I can add more context. And if it's, okay, stutter. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. All of this is about just throwing shit out there. And if it sticks, it does. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. I don't know what else to say. I'm going to be completely honest and real. I've already recorded an episode talking about this stuff, mostly. But I think that's the process, is I'm having to do it one way, listen to it, and I'm like, I don't like it. That doesn't work. Let's try it a whole other way. So hopefully this way works. And if not, at least it'll be a journal of the things that were on my mind or things I went through during a certain time in my life. And it'll be nice to look back on. Because the reason why I was wanting to talk about my friend Katie, her nickname is Keeks, Kiku. It comes from the word Kiku, which I've just messaged her, and I'm waiting for her to reply. For her to refresh my memory on what Kiku means. If I'm not mistaken, it's like slang for hanging out in French. But I'm not sure, because I've then shortened that to Keeks, and that's now a nickname I've had for her for 10 years or so. 10 plus, good God, because we're in 2023, and I often forget what year we're in. I truly do. And yeah. All right, so moving on. Why she was on my mind and why I wanted to talk about this was because we FaceTimed a couple weekends ago, and we were talking for a really long time and caught up, and it just got me reminiscing in my feelings about our friendship and how we became friends, because it's pretty unique. At least it's the most unique friendship I have had. Sorry, real slow there. Because of the way we met and how we've remained friends over the years. She and I met when I was a senior in high school. She was a foreign exchange student from France. This was fall of 2009, because I was a senior 2009, 2010. I graduated 2010, so we met in 2009. We met because she was in the hallways walking with somebody, singing the lyrics to Fallen For You by Colby Calais, and I didn't know her at all, and I just started singing along. And then we started to do that like for a couple of days during that same passing period. And then we just became friends and started talking. And and that's honestly the best way I could describe our friendship in one sentence, is because of how, I don't know, she just brings it out of people to be their true authentic self. And that's something I will be forever grateful for to her. She is somebody who... she's somebody who just taught me a whole lot, and she lives life very large but smart, and also just always really with like a smile on her face, even if she doesn't feel that great. And I mean, she didn't even know any English really before coming here for that semester, and everything she learned was just picking it up from people around her, and she picked it up quick. Let me tell you, she's hilarious too, because I mean, anybody who's speaking another language and it's not their native language, of course there's going to be some, you know, funny things that they say, but she just, her energy just makes it so much more, I don't know, like, she's funny, she's great, she's a very loyal, awesome person. She's somebody you definitely want on your side, let me just tell you that. She's great to have. So I believe meeting her, that, I mean, there was a reason I met her, because she completely changed my life. I don't know how many times I've said that, and it's only been 7 minutes, but because, and what I'm referring to when I say that is because there was a time when I had thrown something out the window of my car. Yes, gasp, oh my gosh, holy shit, throw me in jail. I was a bad person. I littered out the window of my car, and she basically, I don't know if we were coming to a stop or what, we must have, because she opens the car door, the passenger door. This girl gets out, runs and goes and picks up my piece of trash. And she says, we don't do that. We don't litter. And explains to me and teaches me, as I think I was 17 at the time, why we don't do that. And obviously I was a dumbass fucking kid who had no, you know, concern for where my trash was going to go. I was clearly not educated in this department. Now being an environmental studies like major, like, I cringe at the fact that this is something I did, but I think it's very real for me to talk about because it's part of my story, and it's actually a core part of like when we became good friends, because she, what I like learned and love about her was she was not going to change who she is or her beliefs, her ethics, her life or whatever to fit what other people around her were doing. And I think that was the first thing I took away from her, was how different her mindset was, in a way of just, I don't know, she was just so loving and nurturing and taking care of like the world too, and was teaching me about, I don't know, we'll just leave it at that. And I never littered again, and I haven't, and I am now I think I am forever in debt to Mother Earth for how many cigarettes I've littered throughout my time of being a cigarette smoker, not knowing to just take the butt and put it in the trash. It all starts with education, you guys. That's the first thing, is I was not educated in that department that nature doesn't know what the fuck to do with our trash, okay? Trash is a man-made thing. And nature knows what to do with nature, but it doesn't know what to do with our shit. So, yeah, that was the first door opening for me of a large part of my mindset changing of how I am and who I am. This girl would also, so yeah, that's pretty heavy. And that's, you know, I'm admitting that, knowing that I am so different now, and, you know, maybe I would not be who I am if I hadn't have done that. Like, maybe today I wouldn't care about all the trash I'm picking up or whatever if I hadn't learned from that one lesson from somebody who I admired and looked up to and, you know, loved having in my life as a new, like, best friend, because she and I were basically inseparable then, part of my senior year, and we became like soul sisters. And I clearly cared about the way she was doing life and how she was looking at it. And, you know, she encouraged me to walk more in the sense of in a shaming way or whatever. It was just always like she'd suggest things and it just then made sense. Yeah, we don't have to drive everywhere. We can do it this way. Or I don't know. It's just a different outlook, clearly, because it's somebody from another country teaching you shit that they've done their whole life. And that was the first time I had been around somebody from another country who was imparting their wisdom in me. This little American girl who was fucking rolling down her window and throwing something out of it and didn't think twice because... And here's what's fucked up, too, is like part of me... And I knew that literally littering was bad. I'm just not sure what it was that I had thrown out the window. But clearly, I'm not trying to justify it at all. Because it's just weird how the mind, what I am justifying is that the mind is odd. That there's one side of me, I know that littering is bad. Grew up with my parents telling me littering is bad. But then what the fuck was it that I was rolling down my window and throwing out cigarette butts when I was smoking, and or whatever it was I threw out the window that Katie saw that day. And when we came to a stop, she had got out of the car and picked it up. And then I was just like super shocked and surprised. And I was like, well, damn, like that, clearly it means a lot to her. So anyway... So when I am saying that this girl changed my life, she literally taught me something that ended up changing my life and my belief system. And I cringe thinking that this is something that I had done before and or how many cigarette butts I have to make up for having thrown out before that I didn't discard properly. So, yeah, without trying to be too repetitive, I just want to say that I do walk around and anytime I see whenever I am walking around and I see trash on the ground, I pick it up. Okay, because I feel bad. I'm like forever in debt to trying to help clean up our society. Because I feel guilty, all right? I really, really do. So this person has taught me a lot from all different, you know, all different places in categories of the world. Sorry, it's hard for me to get words out right now. That was just in 2010. I just really wanted to emphasize how she helped impart change in my life. She left that summer, and I saw her the next summer, which was then 2011. And then she and I did not see each other until summer 2014. But before the summer of 2014, she had been studying abroad from... you know, France, in studying here at Rhode Island School of Design, RISD. She did a semester there spring of 2014. I had flown up there April 2014, and she and I spent the weekend in New York City together, and that was absolutely one of my favorite trips. It was the first trip I'd paid for with my own personal money. It was like the first time I was really traveling. Not alone. I traveled alone before, like, to visit people. Had I? No, I had, for sure. But this was the first time that I was, like, funding it primarily myself, I think, myself. Because I was working full-time. I was also going to school. But I think that time, I think during this time I was on, no, I wasn't. I was going to say academic probation, but I don't think I was on academic probation at that time. I think I was just taking a few classes because that's literally all I could handle with working. That's just the truth with how hard school is for me as a person. Just is. Just that's me being real. And we had such a blast. We were lucky enough to stay at one of her family friends' apartments in Manhattan that had a view of Strawberry Fields, like right across, like where the John Lennon Imagine symbol is. And let me Google Central Park. which was really cool. I learned a lot on that trip. We went to the Guggenheim Museum. We went to the Meatpacking District, and I think that's where we went clubbing. Not entirely sure. I do remember the bartender giving us free shots because she liked that my debit card had a picture of Liam as a puppy on it. Oh, it's called the Imagine Mosaic. It's a memorial. Oh, wait, Memorial Park in New York City, New York. I thought it was, it says it's located in Strawberry Fields. Okay, so this was like almost 10 years ago when I was there. So that's why I'm having a hard time remembering. And my phone doesn't have freaking all the photos on there. And if it does, it says that I took the photo in October when I know for a fact I was there in April. So don't know how the metadata changed. Or maybe, I have no idea. Don't know. But we had so much fun in New York City for that weekend. We walked so many places, did so many things in such a short amount of time. It truly was a lot of fun doing it with her. And what else? Okay, yeah. So then that summer she came to visit and stay for, I don't even know how long. It was a while though, I think. Yeah. And that was a blast because she hadn't been here for 3 years. And at that point, we thought that that was such a long time, right? We tried not to ever go past like 2.5 years of seeing each other. And it's shocking to me now because we have not seen each other since April 2016 at this point. So it's been almost 7 years, which is half of our friendship. So that's really, really crazy to me, which is why this has been even extra on my mind and why I wanted to talk about it. Because when we were FaceTiming a few weeks ago, we were playing with the idea of her possibly coming to visit this summer. And that's all I want to say about it because I don't want to jinx it or put any weird juju into the universe because I am really, really hoping that it happens. It would just... Yeah, that's all I'm going to say. I don't want to say anything else. So, yeah. Okay, had a blast summer 2014. I'm trying to think. I mean, I know we went to the beach. We slept on the beach. That was fun. I'll never forget. She and I slept with a hammer and a big old flashlight in the middle of us. In between us, in the middle of us, whatever. We were a little spooked out sleeping on the beach, not going to lie. But we made it through and... Anything is more fun whenever she and I are doing it together. That's what I'll say. Our friendship is like so strong and amazing when we're together and around each other that back in high school when we became friends in the summer that she was leaving, my mom thought that we were lesbians because of like how we felt about each other, like about each other's friendship and how like just inseparable we were and emotional we were about our friendship and like leaving each other and not being able to be by each other's side. Like my mom literally asked me if that was my lover. To where honestly that was part of Katie's. So Katie came to my wedding. That was the last time I saw her, like I said, April 2016. She was a bridesmaid. She flew in from fucking Brussels, Belgium to be there. She's such a real one, dude. She's seriously, yeah, anyway. So she, in her speech to me, which her speech was just completely epic, it made everybody basically cry. I was in tears. I was in tears at my wedding. I'll post the picture of us. I was just, I love her so much. But she, in her toast, her speech, whatever, at my wedding, basically talked about how my mom thought that we were lesbians. That's how, like, close and... I don't know, special our friendship is. And my mom was so like, my mom had like, she was shocked, I think, that Katie mentioned that. But it's true. I mean, I've had really close girlfriends that I'm best friends with that have taught me a lot, of course. And I'm, you know, their friendship means everything to me. And it's irreplaceable. But there was just, it's something different about having met Katie and her. And we just kind of felt like we were separated from, I don't know, we soul sisters. Our souls have known each other before. That's all I'm going to fucking say. They just were. That's just fact. I know it. So, yeah, that was, yeah. this is going to be fun reminiscing through my photos. I've messaged her to send me what she has because... It's weird. I mean, it's weird being friends with people for so long and so many things change. And I mean, just in the time of her and I have not seeing each other in the last 7 years, so much has changed. I mean, it's really weird for me to put it this way, but I got Tito October of 2016. And last time I saw Katie was April 2016. So I've had Tito and I hadn't even seen Katie since I've had Tito. I don't know if you guys measure time like that, but I do that all the time. Because it's like, it's kind of, it puts things in perspective. It's shocking. So, yeah, I'm hopeful that we'll get to see each other soon. And that's another thing, is she's somebody where she and I, we never would say goodbye to each other. That's where I really became a big believer on the whole see you later, or I'll see you soon slogan. And the, like, we're not saying goodbye. This is not goodbye. And I don't think I've ever cried harder than saying see you later to somebody at an airport than I felt when she and I were parting ways for a while. It fucking hits me like as if I'm losing, like, I don't know, like as if, I don't even know a good analogy to describe, because it's crazy. And I have yet to go over there to travel and see her. I could give you a million reasons why, but the biggest reason, but like they would all probably sound like excuses. But the main reason is I have not had career money where I've been able to have extra money. Like any money I had ever made went to my rent and or, hold on, Tito, can you stop eating yourself? Or Liam, whoever's chewing on themselves, can you stop? Please. And I mean, yeah, no, I mean, from my perspective, I was working as a server or bartender during that time, and I couldn't afford it. That's just the truth. And I don't even know how the hell, like, I'm so thankful she was able to come and visit me so many times and come, well, not just me, just come and visit, however you want to word it, not just me. It's not all about me. But I am so grateful to that, and I owe her so many trips over there to see her, and I cannot wait for the day where I can do that. It's one of my motivators, too, to get this degree and finish and have money to be able to do that, and yeah. So, very grateful for that friendship, my sisterhood with her. It's more than just a friendship. So yeah, crazy that it's been 7 years. So hopefully we can change that, putting this into the universe to make it work, because it would just absolutely, I don't know, my life would be complete if I could see her this year. So let's finish moving on to whatever else is in this notes. Okay, driving so much better. That's hilarious. I have been driving better. I don't know if I've talked about my driving on here yet, but we're just going to put it as that, like, I have been driving better, except for the person who was in my effing blind spot yesterday. And that's been on my mind since then. I feel super, super guilty for cutting him off. So that's why I laughed when I said driving so much better, because no, bitch, you didn't see your fucking blind spot yesterday. And so that's kind of ironic that that's a note on here. But before the blind spot incident, I was driving a lot better, more calm. I mean, just more like, it's not a race, okay? It's not a fucking race. Even though I feel like I, in a past life, was a race car driver, okay? So one day feeling so down and the next better, way better. That's what it actually says. And that's very, very true. I think this was, I don't know when exactly, we don't need to necessarily put a whole day on it, whole date, but because it happens. I mean, one day I'll be seriously feeling so down and I'm like, what the fuck, what's happening, what is all this for, why is everyone making things so much more hard than it needs to fucking be? Like, it was just one of those days, I think, where it felt like seriously everything was a test to just get you to like quit. It was like, how far, like, it was like the world was like, how much shit can I put in her way today to not go smooth, to see how long she won't freak the fuck out? That was what I felt like. And that happens to me sometimes, of course. But then, like, the next day, and then I'll be like, oh, you know, like, all down, and I'll feel, like, super pissed off and be like, what the fuck's all this for, right? And then the next day, I'm, like, all smiles, and I'm like, oh, how are you? Oh, my God, cute dress. I'm being, you know, facetious, but not totally, because my mood will just be completely different. And maybe not the next day, but I don't know. You feel me, right? Like, you feel what I'm saying? Well, one day you're feeling really great, and the next you're just like, yeah, fuck it, fuck off, fuck all, fuck her, fuck him, fuck this, fuck that, you know. I'll have to ask Tabitha what she was talking about on the Don't Get Me Started on Pluto. Have you ever converted an Android user to be an Apple user? Vice versa, from iPhone to Android. I'm asking as if, like, you're going to be able to tell me, but that's, I guess, just for you to think about. Because, yes, I have converted Android users to using an iPhone. And it's because I don't like that our texts aren't iMessage. Yeah, call me a bitch. Call me petty. Call me whatever else that is. Aesthetically, the blue looks so much better than the green on the phone for some reason. I don't know. And this was, oh, ew, yeah. It was somebody that whatever. It doesn't even matter. But we were texting a lot, and I was like, you've got to get an iPhone. And they were complaining about their phone to begin with, so I just kept pushing and pushing and pushing. Even though now the version of me is more concerned about the environment, I'd be like, just keep your phone until it doesn't phone anymore. Like, truly, I mean, until you can see fucking computer parts coming out of the phone, or software parts, whatever you want to call it, then, you know, don't replace it. That's what I'm trying to do, at least, because there's a lot of e-waste out there. Stands for electronic waste. I'm sure you could figure that out. But it's really hard learning about all this shit and then just discarding stuff that just because we want the latest and greatest, which I am so guilty of doing in the past. I was totally the person who was like, oh, every 2 years, update. Like, give me the new one. But now I haven't had this one that long. I've had it since October 2019. So this year will be 4 years, but we're not even at 3.5 years, so you can't even do that yet. So, yeah, which is not even that long to have a phone. Not even full 3.5 years. And I have to basically carry a charger around with me everywhere. But I just need to turn my phone off for, like, a whole ass day and let all the apps and everything completely, like, shut the fuck down. And then it'll work a lot better. I've done that before, and my battery life lasts so much better. Or you can just completely back up your phone and then restore it to factory settings and then do whatever. But that's, like, but hey, you gotta do what you gotta do. We can't just, like, get rid of shit when it doesn't work. We should work on fixing stuff, so. Yeah. Anyway, it's weird how we change. It's just weird how we change based on what we learn. It's crazy. It's crazy what happens when you get educated about things. Oh my God, says the girl who fucking littered cigarette butts for years and years and years. But I feel so guilty, you guys. So now you know one of the biggest things that I feel super guilty about and wish I had learned years prior. But I actually got a quote the other day from my, like, motivation app that came up, and it was like, you can, I don't know what it said exactly, but basically something along the lines of, I can hold myself accountable for shit, but I also need to forgive myself for the same thing. And so I've been trying to implement that where, like, okay, perfect example about yesterday, accidentally, like, the blind spot guy and cutting them off and really, really getting my ass honked at, and I felt so embarrassed and stupid, and like, I wanted to crawl in a fucking hole, and it was the beginning of the day, and I was like, well, I can't go home and crawl under the bed. I've got to keep living my day. And I felt so bad about it all day, and I was like, you have to let this go. Like, you fucked up. All right, cool. Move on. They're okay. No one got hurt, luckily. And so, but then it just made me think, yeah, well, it could have if, you know, they didn't react quickly or whatever. And it's just, I don't know. I was working on showing myself some compassion. I think I've said that on here before too. So we're still working on that, in case you were wondering. Anyway, let's move on to the next thing. Did that all start from talking about converting an Android user. Wow. Okay. I think it was. Put this on here that says you invent a scavenger hunt of social activities that gets you talking to other people. Yeah, I'm pretty sure something like that already exists. Don't know why I wrote that down. Don't know what the background to that, what the context is of that. You invent a scavenger hunt of social activities that gets you talking to other people. Yeah, I don't know why I did that, because that's kind of sounds like a first righty type of like pub run type of thing. Anyway. Teacher use my fake scenario is an example in class today. Yes, they did. And that did make me feel good. Cool. I got a sticker for that. What do you do when something is annoying and frustrating? No, seriously. What do you do? When you're feeling overwhelmed by emotion, how do you self-soothe and talk yourself down from the heightened emotion? Because I've, as I've stated in previous episodes, where I'll get hot and flustered and I will physically turn red or just white or start sweating. We could name all the fucking feels, but it all goes back to like having to just tell my brain on repeat, like, you're okay, you're all right, like, take a deep breath. But I'm not like, what else? What do you do? What do you do when you get frustrated? If there is something you don't mind sharing, please reach out. You can reach out on Instagram. Not crazy, but far from sane. Or you can text me if you have my number, or tell me in person, or even if you have social anxiety, just think about telling me. I don't fucking know. Practice talking to somebody about it. There you go. So, because I'm curious. I really am curious, because all the techniques and tools and skills I've learned from therapy, I try to implement in the moment, but then some stand out to me more than others. And I'm a numbers person. I like counting. I don't mind it. So actually counting for me whenever I am feeling overwhelmed before replying to a certain situation or responding, it's okay to actually not like open your mouth right away if you're having an issue with something. And I struggled with this when I was learning about it in therapy and divulging what happens, you know, in let's just say in a confrontation with somebody, and or say you're having words with somebody, but you're trying to not overreact or be overwhelmed, right? Because then it doesn't get your point across as effective. You're just not as an effective communicator if your emotions are getting the best of you, okay? So, and that's happened to me multiple times, so I'm trying to rewire that. The thing that then works for me is just taking a second before responding and honestly just counting. Because then it's kind of like regulating, I feel like, my breath too in a way. But also it gives my mind a second to then rethink how I'm going to respond. Because clearly in the past, the first thing on my head and off my tongue has not worked. Because then I just get fired up and fired up and fired up. And it then will end in tears. And then it doesn't look professional at all. It doesn't feel professional, I'll tell you that, when you're sitting in a boss's office and you're just fucking crying, trying to, like, I don't know, explain or, you know, talk about something. And this has happened to me in the past when I've had issues with things and I get overwhelmed by my own emotions and then I just revert to crying. I don't know, it just happens. Fucking water just starts coming out of my eyes and then I look like a fucking baby, even though I'm not a baby. Totally normal to feel how I'm feeling. It's just how we deal with that. So let me know what works for you, if you don't mind. if you do get frustrated and overwhelmed easy, maybe you don't, maybe you are just fucking happy as a fucking clam out there. And if you are, let me know how you do it. Because I have found though too that people who suppress their feelings, like, and they pretend that they're happy all the time, they're not happy. They're not. Or they pretend it, but then like later in life, they're really bitter. So work through your emotions. Okay, and then I have Honey the Movie. I freaking love Missy Elliott. That's one of my notes. Very true. Honey the Movie is probably one of my favorite movies ever. It's got Jessica Alba in her like hot ass 20s with her freaking gorgeous body, hip hop dancing, and giving back to her community. Okay, it's really good. It came out in 2004. I believe I was a fifth grader, and I saw it in theaters with a group of friends and was obsessed ever since. And I probably watch it every other year at this point. Right now you can stream it on Peacock if you have Peacock. Yeah, I just think it's a really good movie, and I saw it the other day and I was like, the people need to know about this because it has a good message. She's a dance instructor or choreographer who's trying to make it on her own. And she also teaches hip hop at like the local youth center. And yeah, it's just really good. So it's all about giving back to the community. And somebody who, bear with me because I'm going to tie this in a weird way. But all of my classes I'm taking right now, I'm basically learning about the community and like communities in general, and but relating to the environment, okay? But whatever. And my brain's been on the creative side just thinking of ways of how we can make cities more environmentally friendly. And there are, I'm sure, wherever you are, if you just look up, you know, go to your city's government site or whatever the fuck, the city site, and you can find organizations and other things that they, I'm sure, have started in hopes to get people, you know, to use more public transportation, bike more, you know, walk more. I don't know. Whatever, right? Okay. So I've had to use my brain a lot in the sense of thinking of creative ways to have a more environmentally centric city, whether it be like fake situations, which most of these clearly are for school, and just like made up scenarios, whatever. But it just got me thinking about the community in ways that like, yeah, how could we be more of a green city, and what could we have to, you know, I don't know. Sorry. It's weird talking about things that aren't fully worked through. So I'm just going to leave it at that. But you feel me? So just talking about the community in one way about like the environment over here. And then I watched this movie that I've seen on and off for almost 20 years now. And I don't know, but it like, watching Honey the other day hit me in a way it hadn't hit me before, because she's just trying to give back to her community. And I was like, that should be the point about what we're all trying to do. Like, literally, like, as a person here on this earth, like, what are you doing? What are we doing to, like, leave it a better place than when you came? Even if it's a movie and it's a dance fucking teacher just trying to give, you know, these children who don't have, you know, that much in their life, like somewhere where they can go to stay out of trouble and dance and be their authentic selves. And I was like, yeah, that's what she's giving back to her community. And I love it. She's making, you know, I get it, guys. It's a fucking movie. Bear with me though on why it, I don't know, made me feel something different than it had all the other fucking times I'd seen it in the last 19 years, right? Because it really got me thinking about what I'm going to do after I get out of college with this fucking environmental studies degree. Like, how am I going to encourage people to be more, you know, environmentally friendly? Because I ultimately would like to be a green marketer, which is somebody who helps companies implement like sustainable products. And I'm like, how are we going to do that? Because people don't like to change and all these things. But that's a whole other conversation for another time. Basically, I just wanted to say you should go watch the movie Honey, because it's really good and it's inspiring. All right, there. Fuck. It's ridiculous. Sometimes you have to say so many words to get to the one word that you really want to say. You feel me? It's inspiring. And plus, Missy Elliott makes cameo in the movie and she's amazing. I love Missy Elliott. So you should watch it. Yeah, go and watch it. And then Sweet 16th Birthday. I don't know if I talked about this in the beginning of the episode or not already. Maybe not, because it's at the bottom. But I don't know what to say about that other than I got my driver's license on my birthday. Maybe I already said that. I don't know. Who knows? And yeah, I also put Nothing Knocks Me on My Ass Like a Migraine. Because it's true, and I had a migraine from Sunday to, well, I guess kind of yesterday, which was Tuesday. And that just happens to me sometimes where I won't have a headache or a migraine for like a month and a half, 2 months. And then when I do, it'll be like for consecutive days. And I just have to like pamper myself and slow down and yeah, deal with it. I've had those since I was a child. So at the age I'm at now, I pretty much know what to do when I have one. But after multiple hours of having one, you become kind of cuckoo and crazy. And you're like, I don't even remember what it's like feeling good again. Have you ever gotten to that point when you felt so shitty for a while where you're like, yeah, I don't even know how to fucking feel great anymore. Like, well, what's feeling great? Because all pain hurts. I mean, all pain is distracting and takes away from being able to be productive. And I'm trying to be productive over here, trying to change the fucking world. All right. No, but I mean, I am. That's really what's been on my mind a lot lately is how and what I'm going to do for the environment and for my community in a way, wherever I live, whatever I do, how am I going to make an impact about the environment? That's what's been on my mind a lot. So, yeah, that's that for today. That's my journey and my story with Katie, Frenchie, Keeks. And yeah, I think that's all for today, y'all. And I hope you're doing well. Happy March, and get to planting what you can plant in your area. Google it, read about it. It's so fun growing stuff. And remember, it's an experiment, trial and error. It does suck when things don't work out, but life finds a way. So with that said, I love you and thank you for listening. Talk to you soon.